This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado ski resorts are keeping a close eye on the Omicron variant. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
The state's largest operators, like Vail, Steamboat, and Aspen, all say they aren't putting new precautions in place because of the new coronavirus variant. At least, not yet. Instead, they're using safety measures already in place, like requiring masks indoors or proof of vaccination to eat indoors. Aspen Snowmass spokesperson Jeff Hanley says he's confident resorts will be able to operate at full capacity through the winter.
The world and health organizations and businesses have learned how to work better, more efficiently than we did pre-vaccine.
Hanley says Omicron could eventually have an impact on overseas visitation to resorts, which resumed in the U.S. this month. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
There's more on Colorado's preparations for the Omicron variant at CPR.org. It's costing more to live in Colorado's two largest cities. In Colorado Springs, the cost of living rose to its highest level on record in the third quarter this year. A national index shows the cost of living in Colorado Springs at 109% of the national average. The Gazette reports it has been above average since the middle of 2019. The numbers are higher in Denver at almost 115% of the national average. The company that owns more than a half dozen Colorado Mountain newspapers is selling its local publishing and media business. Swift Communications is selling control of the Aspen Times, Steamboat Pilot and Today, Sky High News, and other papers to West Virginia-based Ogden Newspapers. The deal is set to close on December 31st. Ogden publishes dozens of newspapers and magazines, and the CEO says he's committed to the industry and community news. This is CPR News.